Do you want to be more intentional in the areas of your motherhood, in your homeschool, and in your homemaking? Are you just not sure what the plumb line is in making decisions on what to do in those areas? Well, today's episode is going to break this intentional decision-making process down, and I promise it's going to make it super simple for you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course, because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening.
Maybe it's just a woman thing, but we tend to overcomplicate things, right? I think it's more of a woman thing, because all I hear from my husband, he's like, really, it doesn't need to be that complicated. And we wonder often, and it doesn't mean that these men, that guys don't wonder this too, but we wonder, what is God's will? Well, guess what? He's given it to us. And he's given it to us for all the areas of our life. Now, right now, in your season of life, you are super focused on the areas of your motherhood and of homeschooling and of homemaking, and you want to make choices wisely. I totally get it, and I think that's a really good thing, to want to be intentional and to make choices wisely. To be honest, I've always been a bit more intentional, or I've leaned towards intentionality, but at times that keeps me frozen in certain seasons of my life. And it was so nice. Once I discovered this one simple step, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And from that time on, I'm not necessarily frozen. There might be times I might stop and think a little bit more about a decision, but I'm not frozen in that fear of, what should I do? What does God want me to do in this decision in my motherhood, in my homeschool, and in my homemaking? Now, it doesn't mean that I've always chosen rightly, but I can say that, well, I can't say that I didn't know better. I knew better, and I might have chosen wrong anyway. But I'm going to speak to you today on what I base every decision on when it comes to my motherhood, my homeschooling, and my homemaking. And guess what? I've got a bonus area that I didn't put in the title. Stick around, because you're not going to want to miss that bonus area. But first, let's rewind a little bit. I grew up in a Christian home, reading the Bible, going to vacation Bible school, going to youth group. I even went to a Christian college, and I knew all of the things, and I'm sure that I learned this, but somehow it didn't hit me until I was knee deep, waist deep, maybe neck deep into motherhood and raising my kids and homeschooling them. And sometimes I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that we can read certain scriptures, we can learn certain truths in some parts of our life, and it just doesn't quite hit us until it's really meant to hit us. And we are to do a deep dive, and we're really to pull that in and integrate it into our everyday life. So here it is. This is what I use to base every single one of my decisions on. Okay? Ready? It's the verse Philippians 4:8. And maybe you have it memorized, but I'm going to read it to you right now just to refresh your memory. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, I read that from the ESV, the English Standard Version, and basically all the other versions kind of say the same thing as well. The words might be slightly different. And don't get hung up on the finally brothers. Finally, brothers and sisters, it's the same thing. Brothers and sisters in Christ. This is what I use in all of these areas. So let's break it down. When it comes to motherhood, how do I use this verse? I look at it as far as, how do I spend my time with my children? What do I focus on? How do I disciple them? How do I discipline? How do I raise them? What kind of routines do we incorporate? What is important to teach them? I use this verse. I look at things and I say, is that thing that I want to incorporate, that I want to do, is it true? Is it honorable? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it commendable? Is it excellent? Is it worthy of praise? Well, then yes, there's my pass, we'll say. But that doesn't mean that everything that falls under that is something that we need to focus on in our motherhood. We need to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us as far as which certain areas. However, if something does not fall under, if something is not true, well, it isn't something that I should focus my time on in motherhood. And that can become very muddied right there, as we have a lot of different influences. We have books, we have social media, there's videos, there's different teachings, and we really need to dive in deep before we accept some type of maybe new or new to us type of philosophy. And so when it comes to motherhood, I think about how do I spend my time with my children? How do I spend my time with pouring in? What do I do? What is my focus with my children? And I use this verse to help me make decisions. Now, what about with homeschooling? This is why you're here. You're here for the homeschooling, right? So think about when you are choosing your curriculum, when you are choosing your field trips, when you are deciding which co-op to join or whether to join a co-op, when you're thinking about the friends that your kids have and that they hang out with and that your other homeschool families that you hang out with. How about the electives that your kids choose? How about the resources that you use? And I can go on and on and on. Think about this. Do those decisions when you're deciding between curriculum A and curriculum B. Which one is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise? Well, if one of them is and one of them is not, then ding, 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 the one that is, we got winner, winner, chicken dinner right here. That's the one that you choose over the other one. Now, there can be times. So we have curriculum A and curriculum B, and they both qualify as meeting that standard. Well, then I don't know that it necessarily matters. I would take it one step further and say, which one of these curriculums is going to, let's just say it is a math book, because I talk often about if you are just needing to fit in just the basics, math and language arts. Let's go with second grade math. You take a look at it. You have second grade math curriculum A, second grade math curriculum B, and they both fit that. Well, then really look and see which one is going to be better for your kids. I remember running into this in my very first year of homeschool, taking a look at a couple different curriculums. And even though I wasn't using this verse, yes, the curriculum and the publishers, this was their goal. So I was okay with both of them. And I looked at them and I said, my kids are used to being in public school and I want to win them over to homeschool. If I choose the curriculum that is just a little bit more basic, there isn't any fluff to it, there's no pictures, there's none of that, they might give me a little bit more of a harder time. I'm trying to win them over to this homeschooling. I am trying to just, appeal to their childlikeness and their wanting color and that kind of stuff. So therefore, I chose the math curriculum that had more color and more pictures and just more to maybe doodle around and to draw around. And it worked wonderfully. The funny thing is that as they got older and they got to middle school and I was not the one that I had chosen, just wasn't serving us as well, I ended up using that other curriculum that was just white paper, black numbers and words and all that stuff and no extra fluff to it. And they were fine. So at that time, analyzing what's going to serve my first and third grader is not necessarily what they're going to need when they're in seventh, eighth and above grades. So really looking at what is going to serve them best. And I mentioned field trips. Well, is this a field trip that is going to meet these different qualifications, being true, honorable, just, lovely, pure, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise? Or is it not? Is it going somewhere that maybe would not glorify God? Well, then that's not a field trip to take. There's a lot of field trips that are just going to be basically neutral. And you need to just decide, okay, well, it's fine. We are just going to go to this science museum. Okay, well, let's get into the science museum. Maybe there are some of those science museums in some of the sections that are not glorifying God in those. They might not be agreeing with biblical truth and biblical history. That's the time you get to then talk to your kids and share with them the true. So maybe in this science museum, most of it is absolutely fine. But in this one area, they're not talking about what is true. Well, then you are the one who talks to your children about what is truth. Truth is what God says, and that is what you share with them. How about co-ops? Maybe you have the choice between a co-op that is going to glorify God and one that is maybe going to be really academically rigorous, but you're not really quite sure about the kids and the influence that's going to be there, and you don't really know the people that are leading it. Well, I'm not saying that as they get older, you can't try that, but maybe your kids are in kindergarten and second grade, and maybe you need to consider that when you come to your decision. It's not like when your kiddo is in 10th, 11th, or 12th grade. That's a different type of conversation, a different look at it and different perspective as they get older. Talking about friends, homeschool friends, how do they spend their time? Are these friends that they want to spend time with? Is this their goal? Is that family's goal? Is Philippians 4:8 that family's goal? Well, that'll help you make decisions on whether those are the friends to focus on. Electives. And this comes in a lot more as kids get older and you want to put it on their transcripts. And when they're younger, the electives are jumping in puddles and making mud pies and that kind of stuff. But overall, just the resources and what you focus on and how you spend your time, use this verse. Now, let's get into the last area before I get into the bonus, okay? Homemaking. When you think about your home, I know you probably want it to be true and honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Just think about what would that home feel like? And that's the vibe you need to go for. It doesn't have to look a certain way. I think that the feel of your home is way more important than what it's filled with or what it's not filled with. If in the budget you can't buy high-end home decor, that's okay. Go to the garage sales, hit up the thrift stores, paint some furniture, paint the walls, do what you can. Throw a sheet over maybe that couch that just isn't quite the color that you wish it was, but it's what you have and you don't have the budget for another couch. That's okay. What is the vibe you're going for in your homemaking? How does it feel? How do you spend time on your home and what do you do? Do you spend more time than you need to? Are you spending time on things that don't fall in line with Philippians 8? And then what you do within your home, but also how do you take care of your home? What is the importance? What are the routines? What are the chores that you have and that your family has? Where does it fall when it comes to Philippians 4:8? Now, scrubbing toilets, you might say, I don't quite think that that falls under any of this and try to get out of it. No, we can glorify God while we scrub the toilets, while we clean the showers, which is that one right there. That's the one that gets me. I will clean 20 toilets if you will come over and clean my one shower. That's just where I am with that. It's just kind of funny. We all have our things that we are just not looking forward to. I will vacuum to high heaven if you will come over and clean my shower. I'll do all the other things. But when I clean the shower, I'm like, okay, I am doing this as an act of service for my family. Yes, I could have my family do it as well. As I've mentioned before, I'm kind of in a season of life where my kiddos are older and they are very busy with their jobs and their things. It doesn't mean that they don't have chores. They do. But a lot of this stuff falls onto my shoulders so that they have the time to pursue the areas that are going to launch them out, especially my boys as they are young men, and I want them to be prepared to launch out and eventually be prepared to support their own family. So let's go into the last bonus area here. This one might hurt a little bit, and just know that I am speaking from my heart, and I am speaking from a place that I was, and I'm speaking from a place that I am, and a place that I have to continually remind myself. But this area is you. You as a woman, you as a Christian, as a believer in God. How does this equate, this verse, to what you do? When it comes to your social media, when it comes to how you spend your time, when it comes to maybe TV and movies that you view, maybe it's music that you listen to, the friends that you hang out with, the interests that you have, every single area and place that you spend your time needs to meet with these. So let's go here, right here first. We'll talk about the social media. The time that you are on social media and the accounts that you follow and the way that you allow it to influence you, is it true? Is it honorable? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it commendable? Is it excellent? Is it worthy of praise? That one can be a tough one. When my kids were little, I didn't have social media. Yeah, we had Facebook and I could go on in the evening after they were in bed and pretty much you would go back to, it was all like in the same, it was all in a timeline. So you go back to the last post that you saw, and that was it. I had just a small group of friends that I was following on Facebook, and within 10 minutes, I could be done, turn it off, and move on. However, when my kids were all young, my area that I struggled with was with TV and movies. And I didn't think it was a big deal. I was very, very strict, and I still am very cautious of the movies and the TV that my kids watch. Now, the older ones, they have the freedom to be able to watch things. They have to be able to make their own decisions. But I still have my 16-year-old, and my husband's a little bit more open to things than I am. And so we have conversations, and he's like, okay, I'm going to respect that, because I'm a little bit more prudish when it comes to TV and movies. And I was very much so when they were younger. And you know what? I'm so glad that I was, because I was like, I'm allowing their minds to form and not allow it to be informed by other outside influences. And so we watched very simple things, whether it was a cartoon or it was movies. It was typically all the old stuff that I would allow them to watch. But you know what? They would go to bed, they'd be sound asleep, and I could watch any TV I wanted. I could watch any movie that I wanted. And I figured that was okay, because I wasn't allowing them to watch it. However, once this verse hit me, I was like, I am not honoring God with what I am watching and how I am spending my time and viewing movies and TV. Because for me, it was like, okay, as long as it was okay, as long as the kids were in bed, I mean, then it was okay for me to watch. However, that wasn't the right approach, and it took me some time. And honestly, right now, I'm like, I can't watch that. Like, I have no desire. The more that I have allowed true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise things into my life, the more I reject that, that does not follow that. It just doesn't feel right. I don't want to spend my time on it. I could sit down and start watching something and say, I don't want to watch the rest of this and turn it off. But that was not me, probably maybe even 5-10 years ago. I would watch whatever. And so I really want to encourage you in how you spend your time and what you allow into your life and the decisions you make on how you spend your time and where you spend your money and where you spend your different resources. Does it fall in line with that? Maybe for you, it's friends. Maybe it's friends that are bringing you down a path or influencing you or making you feel like you're the weirdo because of the standards that you have. Maybe it's time to kind of step away from some of those friendships. Maybe it's time to step away from some of the TV shows and some of the movies. Maybe it's time to unfollow some of those social media accounts that aren't pouring into you, and thinking about how do you spend your time overall. And please know that I am coming at this as somebody who also is continually needing to use this verse. It is not saying, me, I started this years ago and I am longer using it. No, it is like, I don't need it anymore. I still need it. So every single thing, I get into the car and turn on the radio. Sometimes there have been times I'm traveling in the middle of nowhere and my van is a little bit older and my phone doesn't hook up to it, so I can't play Pandora. There's sometimes when I travel and I'm out of even an area where I'd even get some cell service, and I could just kind of hit the scroll whatever on the radio and things will come up. And there's been times where songs have come up that I'll just kind of start singing to because I remember them from, say, the 90s. And all of a sudden I'll be like, oh no, that song. Okay, now I understand what they actually mean. When I was a teenager, I would just sing that song, had no idea what the words mean. Now I know what the words mean. Now I know what their worldview is, and I have that choice. Do I continue listening to the song just because it feels nostalgic? Or do I say, no, I don't want to allow that into my mind? And therefore, I have that moment that I have to decide. Do I always pick the right thing? No. But sometimes I do pick the right thing, and I absolutely never regret it. So I wanted to share this today because I know there's a lot of decisions that we make, and you maybe as now, you are trying to figure out your summer plans. You're trying to figure out your curriculum and all that you're going to do next homeschool year. I hope that you pull out this verse. I even encourage you. For a long time, I had it printed out and I had it hung up, and I would kind of point to it with the kids and they're like, Mom, can I watch this show or can I go do this? I'm like, does it align with God's will of how we focus, how we spend our time? The end of the verse, it says, think about these things. Like, do you dwell on things that fall under this, or do you dwell on things that don't, that fall outside of these parameters? Because within these parameters I'm not going to read it again because I've read you the whole list many times. But within those parameters is beauty and is peace and is the ability to be way more intentional with the raising of your children and the homeschooling of them and pouring into your homemaking and also into the growth and the maturity and the wisdom for you as a woman of God. If you are looking to be a bit more intentional with your homemaking, specifically with your chores and how to get all of these things done, incorporating the children, I want to encourage you to go over and check out the Tidy Home because that's what we will get to do together. You can go to littlebylittlehomeschool.com/tidyhome or check out the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to today's episode and we'll see you back here soon. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.